The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Right, as you heard in the news, Port Huron Area School District schools returned to in-person learning on Monday. That was decided by the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education yesterday afternoon. Joining us right now, the school board president, Ann Murphy. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. This has been a year of difficult decisions, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It has. When focusing on the needs of our students, it's been very difficult, very challenging. Yes.
What was the overriding factor in your decision to send kids back to school yesterday?
Well, in this community, it's no secret that I've been an advocate for students to be in the classroom face-to-face since last fall. Of course, we started the year out in a hybrid mode, and we were able to do that for about 10 weeks before the number of cases started to rise, and we then had to switch to a remote learning. In every step of the way, I have tried to look at every possibility for students to be in the classroom face-to-face. We know that that's where they learn best. When they're physically present in the classroom with their teachers, we know that the teachers are professionals who can help them best as they grow and develop. We've had to, obviously, go from in-person hybrid to remote, back to in-person hybrid. Then the board did vote as of March 1st for 7-0. We voted for all students to be back in the classrooms face-to-face, pre-K through 12. That lasted for about 2 or 3 weeks. Then prior to spring break, the number of cases started to go back up. We switched to remote with the hope that after spring break, we could go back to face-to-face. And at that time on April, at our board meeting on April 19th, the board voted 4-3 to switch our learning plan from full face-to-face to virtual and asked that there be a special board meeting on April 28th to revisit the learning plan, which is the meeting we just had yesterday. It was a 4-3 vote to return our students back face-to-face, full face-to-face, pre-K through 12, including our adult ed programs. So I'm happy that for the last 30 or so days of school, our students can return to the classroom with their teachers.
That 4-3 vote, I think, is reflective of the community. I think that there are a lot of people that say, like you do, Ann, let's get those kids back to school in person. Mm-hmm. There are also a lot of people in the community that say otherwise. What do you say to those people, particularly teachers, who are wary of getting back into the classroom? What do you say to them about this?
Well, I understand the concerns. However, I'm proud to say I'm so proud of our teachers. Over 80% of our teachers have been fully vaccinated, and so they are protected. That was certainly a factor that was important. The American Academy of Pediatrics supports that students should be in school, and it's already proven that the spread of the virus is not occurring within the classroom, within the schools. If anything, it's being brought in from the outside. I don't know if you're aware of the mitigation strategies that we have in place, but we've been told by the St. Clair County Health Department that our mitigation strategies for protecting our students and teachers are state-of-the-art. They're superior in our county. We've spent a lot of money, thousands of dollars, and thanks to our public, we have incredible ventilation systems in all of our schools. Thank you for voting for the bond, which allowed us to put all those strategies in place, all those new ventilators in place. And we do have the state-of-the-art MERV 13 filters. The argument to me at this point is that the risks of students being held out because of the fear of the virus is harming the kids when, in fact, it's shown that it's safe for them to be back in school. We work closely with the St. Clair County Health Department. The Health Department has recommended that it's safe for the students in the Port Huron Area Schools to be back in school. And so I'm glad to say they are going back.
With the school year almost over, is this the last time you're going to have this vote this school year?
I hope so. you know, we have faith, as a board, we have faith in our district leadership to make decisions as necessary, and that was stated yesterday in the meeting, that if the district begins to see a concern, that they would take action, which they have done in the past. I'm hopeful with so much of our staff vaccinated that we won't have the issues of trouble having enough staff. That was our issue in the past with quarantining, with cases. We just didn't have enough staff to have our students in school. So I'm hopeful that that can be the case. We certainly have a lot of testing we need to do. We need to get these kids ready to move on, hopefully, to their next grade. And we know that it's been a loss academically and emotionally for these students over this past year. So the district is working very hard to get programs in place to work with our youngest learners, our dependent learners who have lost so much through this process of virtual learning.
What about end-of-the-year activities for seniors as they get ready to so long? What's graduation going to look like? Is there going to be a prom? How does the end of the year play out for these kids?
You know, my understanding, and I've only heard this because the board isn't really involved in making those decisions, but I did hear we're going to have commencements for both high schools. And I also, I guess I read in the paper that they're not going to hold proms. In terms of other senior activities, I'm assuming they're going to try and work forward with those as safely as possible. The poor kids last year certainly lost out on everything, although we did have commencement out in the field at Memorial Stadium. But hopefully we can move forward with the activities. The main concern I have as an educator myself is that, you know, so many of our students have lost credit or have not been attending actually virtually with us, and we need to get those kids, especially our secondary and our high school kids, caught up and get their credits retrieved so that they can move forward and move on.
Do you think that the next school year is going to be a little smoother sailing than this one has been?
Oh, boy. You know, if I could predict, I know this virus isn't going away.
Yeah.
I know that we're going to be dealing with it for a long time. I just hope that we can have our programs in place in order to move these kids forward in a face-to-face situation as much as possible, because the harm that is caused in some cases may be irreversible. Really concerned mostly about our dependent learners. Dependent learners are the pre-K through, well, I say even up through middle school and maybe even into early high school. These are the kids that just cannot learn virtually on their own. And our community is a hard-working community, but we know that at least 68% of our students don't necessarily have the support that they need to learn virtually, to have someone right there with them every day to learn over Zoom and to be responsible. So it's been so tough on the parents, so tough on the kids. The kids are wanting to get back. We heard from students yesterday. We heard from a high school student, and we heard from a fifth grader from Keewatin School who said, you're worried about me being quarantined, but by making me be virtual and remote, you are quarantining me, which was a profound statement.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. I the word virtual, as a teacher, we try and avoid that because we know that the best place for students is in the classroom with their teacher, with the professional who knows best how to help them learn. And our little kids that don't even know how to learn have struggled severely with this.
A lot of catching up to do.
I want to say one more thing, though.
Sure.
Our teachers are champs. I have to say that. I know this has been an incredibly difficult year for them. To teach, I can't imagine. I taught high school biology. I can't imagine teaching virtually. It would be very, very difficult to keep everyone in attention. And, you know, we've progressed in the classroom to collaborative learning. So much of learning occurs when students work together and work together with their teacher. It isn't just a stand and deliver anymore. It's working together and cooperative learning, and our students learn better that way with hands-on activities, and it's just been so lacking, and it's probably been so hard. I know the teachers have struggled. it's been very difficult, and they are awesome for what they've done.
Amen. And I really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much. I know it's been a rough year for the school board, for teachers, for parents, for students, for everybody, and hopefully things get better soon.
Well, and you know, Paul, I think another statement I want to make is that it's a responsibility of all of us in this community to try and keep our kids, keep it so that our kids can go back to school and be responsible adults, you know, get vaccinated and practice the mitigation factors that are out there right now just so that we can keep our kids in school so that the number of cases don't go up again. They are falling, and that's a good sign. Certainly not down where we want them yet, but I think we as adults have to take that responsibility on, and we've said that several times in our board meetings.
Absolutely. Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. Ann, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.